brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour, your MTC Mental Toughness Conditioning Coach. Welcome to one more day of you and I working out in the gym. We're working out in the gym of our minds. We're examining our thoughts. Those thoughts lead to specific actions, the actions that we take on a consistent basis, or hopefully we take on a consistent basis, and hopefully we stay away from those actions that take us away from those goals, those plans, that vision that we've taken the time to think about. At this level of thinking about this whole process, you're showing up and listening to this Morning Connection podcast on a continual basis. Thank you so much for putting your faith and trust in me. Thank you for doing this for yourself. You are now at a level that it's just not about identifying goals and then taking specific actions and working towards some plans. We're a lot more evolved in that. And if you're new to this Morning Connection podcast, welcome. If you're listening to it on the morethanjustmuscles.com podcast network or Blog Talk Radio or iTunes, or you came over from my Skip LaCour fan page on bodybuilding.com, Skip LaCour fan page on Facebook, however you arrived here, welcome. This is something that we do every single day. It's a half an hour where I just poke and I prod, I ask you questions, I talk about stories and events and my observations, and it gets you to think about your life. What makes this different when you've been doing this for a while, and if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, I know that it's something that maybe you don't realize that you're doing now. You're not just deciding upon a direction to go, a goal, coming up with a plan of action, and then just putting your head down and working hard towards it. You know, maybe in the past, that was something that you aspired to do. You saw that as something that you need to do, attain, and when you did that, you felt great about the direction that you were going in life. Hopefully by this time you have evolved that the combination lock, the puzzle, the Rubik's Cube of life, so to speak, figuring out what it's going to take for you to live the life that you want, all the goals, the achievements, yes, but all those goals and achievement, what they do is they all contribute to those feelings and emotions that you really want. And really taking the time to think about those feelings and emotions, achievement, accomplishment, what are those for? Why do you want the big house on the hill? Why do you want more money in the bank? Is it that feeling of security, that you belong, that you're good enough, right? That you're a provider, that you do what it takes for your family, that you have all the options in life, all the freedom for yourself and for your family, stress-free, right? What is it? What are those feelings and emotions that you're working towards? And then we take the time, even though if you're the type of person to listen to a podcast like this, I'm sure you've written down your goals, probably your long-term goals, probably write down short-term goals. You probably plan out your days because you know what it takes to be productive, right? And you're always searching for that personal development, that edge, that those strategies to help you become better at what you do. That's probably why you're so good at what you do right now, right? You're putting that thought and attention into it. But we can't just set it and forget it. You know, life is a continually evolving process, figuring ourselves out, learning about ourselves, getting to know ourselves and the people around us. And like I said, this puzzle, this game, this combination lock to figure out what truly makes you happy. It's something that takes a constant evaluation and 30 minutes every single day just to think about your life. It's so important, those feelings and emotions for yourself and your family. So important. And taking a leadership role, leading your own life, right? And then leading the people around you, those loved ones. Maybe you're an entrepreneur and you have the responsibility of a business and employees or manage people. You know, stepping up and becoming that leader to other people while you are leading yourself, it's probably something that's really important to you, and it takes that constant evaluation, figuring out yourself. There's so many things in life that I believed were important to me, and I worked very hard towards them. And I realized later, and I certainly appreciate the journey, and I realized that, you know, going some direction with a lot of work and a lot of intensity and the belief that that will help me achieve a certain feelings and emotions. And then later on finding, that maybe that's not exactly what I wanted. I appreciate all those times because we're always figuring these things out. We'll be doing it until the day we die. It's all part of the process, and I'm okay with that challenge and that game. You're ahead of most if you take the time to think about your life and work towards it. But what's really going to make the difference is if you're really sensory acute, you ask yourself the questions by investing 30 minutes a day listening to This Morning Connection podcast and really asking yourself the question again, what is it that you really want? Why are you doing the things that you do? What can you do just slightly differently to help you get there more elegantly, efficiently, with more passion, right? More efficiency, right? Making the journey a lot happier. It takes that continual evaluation every single day. The game changes every single day. And it's that one strategy, one distinction, one new way of looking at your life that's going to help you do it. Even if you come up with the same answers, I don't know, a week straight, a month straight, you need to continually examine your life to make sure that there's not an easier way if that's what you really want. I talk a lot about a lot of times we want a certain feelings, emotions, and accomplishment and everything that it will do for us or what we believe would do for us. And sometimes we shortchange ourselves and we go for something that it doesn't feel like. It seems like what we're going towards is a big, worthy goal. But really, it's some intermediate goal, or we believe it's an intermediate goal. It's something that's really not going to help us get to that ultimate goal of what we really want, what I call many times that Thanksgiving dinner. And by that, you know that I mean that feelings, emotions, experience, achievement, that gathering of life, so to speak, with all your family and all your friends that took so much effort and time, but what you are enjoying, the party, so to speak, with all the food, the dressings, that Thanksgiving dinner is just so magnificent. It's so well worth all of the work, effort, time, figuring out this game called life, all the ups and downs and all arounds, getting up, getting knocked down, getting up, getting knocked down, and then finally being able to stand and enjoy that time. That's what we should be working towards all the time. Many times when we don't do a lot of evaluation, we get caught up in maybe our ego, being right with a family member or friends, being right, and that's the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And by that I mean it tastes good, it seems nurturing, right? It's not really what we wanted. We really wanted to save our appetite, build up our hunger so we work harder and more focused to enjoy that Thanksgiving dinner. But we go for those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in life, and actually it's counterproductive because it seems like it's nourishing, but it curbs that hunger to go for what we really want. Like I said, you may want love, connection, and happiness with your wife or your girlfriend or, you know, husband, spouse, whatever, and, you know, you might be get caught up in being right and taking a stand. And to you, that seems very logical, you know, at the time, right? I must do this to, and you might even convince yourself that this is a step towards that Thanksgiving dinner where, you know, really it's your ego that's caught up in being right and maybe your fear of loss if you're open to maybe your weaknesses, right? And so it feels good at the time. You think you're making progress and really it's taking you away from what it is you really want. Other things, maybe in business, you going for the short-term security of the job that you have? And, you know, it's good, it's fine, it's tasty, it's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You know, but you have these dreams and these goals and these plans of living this amazing life with all the options, all the things for yourself and for your family. You dream about that. You write the goals down. You watch television, see people living that life, and you're inspired by that. But it's never the right time to start sucking it up, manning up, facing your fears to actually do something about it, to make it happen. And then you rationalize, well, I have my job and I have my steady paycheck and I've got to provide for my family. And you convince yourself that that peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you know, we only have so much time on this planet, but right now isn't the time to make those changes and step up and work those extra hours to take another course, to get coaching from Skip LaCour or whatever it may be. Right now isn't the time to step up and do those things. And that hunger to do whatever it takes to reach those ultimate goals, that Thanksgiving dinner, you're not doing those things because that peanut butter and jelly sandwich, that job that's right in front of you. And then you start going through the whole rationalization process. Well, there's only so much time in a day, or I got to have the right timing, or, you know, there's a lot of people who would kill for my job. You know, you got to be safe and sane, right? You can't just be dreaming and everything and hoping, right? You got to take these things slowly, right? You got to think about that. Whatever you do to rationalize you staying in that same place, that peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I'm telling you, the more and more you have that security, that structure, and you look around you and you rationalize that this is an okay place to be, it's going to be harder and harder. You're going to curb that hunger to actually make changes. And then the months stack up, the years stack up, and you're going to look back and not make any changes at all. That's why it takes this continual evaluation. You know, if you already have graduated past all of those points that I'm talking about, right, there's always a next level for you too. Maybe you have a business. Maybe it took so much courage and confidence and stepping up, and you certainly know what I'm talking about by getting standing up 9 times, getting knocked down 9 times, but getting up for that 10th time. You certainly know what that's all about. And you're definitely doing well compared to most. But you're still not living that quality of life that you really want. All right, you may be doing everything check right. Okay? But things aren't happening at the level that you really want. It may be this constant evaluation that we do in the Morning Connection podcast. It'll make you look for those finer distinctions, because when we want the best things in life, it's going to take a new level of thinking that many people aren't willing to do. They're not as introspective as you, aren't as determined as you to make these things, you know, happen. Do whatever it takes. Figure out, you tried 99 ways. Well, now it's time to try 100 ways to make it happen. All right? And this constant evaluation is what you need to do. But I'll tell you something. You can do a lot of things, develop this discipline of listening to the Morning Connection podcast like I talk about every single day. You download it at the same time. You listen to it to the same time. Every single day I produce these videos or these audios, these podcasts, and you get a tremendous value out. It makes you feel good, and you start seeing some changes in your life. You can write down your goals. You can connect to your vision. You can do the 10-second daily disciplines that I walk you through every time, you know, we meet together for this podcast. All right? You can do all of the steps, but what's going to really make it happen for you, right? That's a great start. All these daily disciplines. Be on the Morning Connection newsletter. Get these emails delivered to you every single day by going to sltips.com/22, right? You can do all those things. That's a great start. You can't just be complacent and do more than the rest, or even do more than you used to do, and be okay with that. You have to continually ask yourself, is this the highest and best use of your time? Is this really getting you where you want to go? That's why, whether or not you believe that, I've heard this topic before, right? He's saying the same thing, it's just in a different story. You can't think about your life enough, right? Your brain and all the reasons why you go towards things, why you stay away from things, your fears, your passions, it's such a, the human brain, the mind is so complicated. You can ask yourself the same questions over and over and over again and come up with different answers every single week. And the more you focus on your life and all the specific circumstances that are unique to you, those changes, that quality of life that you're working towards, it's going to come, whether you realize it or not, the more and more you evaluate it. So you can't hear the same stories, analogies, lessons, podcasts. You can't hear them enough. Till the day you die, you're going to be continually growing. And it's by this, not setting it and forgetting it. It's by constantly thinking about these things and thinking about the specific actions that you need to take. But I'll tell you something. If you're a type of person listening to this type of podcast, then you're probably doing a lot of these things. And you might be saying, Skip, I'm doing those things. It's just that things aren't happening as quickly or at the level that I want. And sometimes I wonder if I'm ever going to achieve these big goals, this big vision that I've taken the time to write down and I think about every single day. I'll just say this to you. And this is something that is going to seem so painfully obvious when I say it. And at the same time, it's something you need to constantly think about. It's that next level way of thinking that you need to ask yourself every single day. And it's, why the hell are you doing what you do? Why the hell are these goals, achievements, this vision, these feelings and emotions that you're ahead of most people by really taking the time to think about all these things that you're working towards? You have not just set it and forget it. You don't just go through your life sleepwalking. You think about it a lot, why you want these things. If you have a vision board right now, I do this podcast and I'm looking at this gigantic vision board that my wife and I have put together, right? Why is it so important for you to achieve those things on your vision board? Why is it so important for you to execute all those things on your daily work list or these short-term goals or long-term goals? Because the reason why is the rocket fuel that will really make them happen. If you were really connected to the reason why you do what you do, I talk a lot of times about, is what you're doing right now, or are you at a level 10 as far as enthusiasm, excitement, and, you know, intensity? Are you using all of your resources in that particular moment to get the most out of what you do? Or are you going through the motions? You know, are you really connected to the reason why you're doing everything that you do? It's going to make a huge impact. You know, instead of just, I did this, I had my meeting. All right, I told my wife I loved her, right? I worked a long day, right? It's so much more than just, you know, creating these disciplines and setting it in your mind of what you need to do. Again, I know where you can get complacent. And that can be good enough. But why are you doing everything that you do? And here's where the challenge is it's so important. Why are you doing it? Because as life gets challenging or gets routine, you know, you're going to start justifying everything that you do. You're going to start getting numb to the pain that really was a genesis. So there, at some level, there's a level of pain that made you write all those things to change your life, how you wanted to change your life. Some level of pain is what made you write them down. I really believe that many of the things, yeah, it would be nice to, you know, have this car, this house, or change, you know, my body, get in shape, all whatever goals or have the relationship of your dreams. And many of us are focused in a positive way. That's where we spend a lot of our time thinking and talking about. But I really believe the genesis for change, what stimulates change, is pain. Pain of being alone. Pain of not being connected, of wondering if we're going to die alone, or, you know, if this relationship doesn't work, you know, will we ever find love? Will we ever find financial security? Will we ever live in that big house? Will I ever have that connection with my children? Will I ever lose those extra 20 pounds? Will I ever get in shape? Will I ever become the man who I really want to be, how I've always viewed myself? And time is going by, and I'm not becoming that man, right? It's usually about pain. But the thing is we all have this tolerance towards pain. The more and more we expose ourselves to it, we sometimes become numb to it, and then we live in certain situations, and we rationalize where it's okay, right? So that pain, it gets covered up and rationalized, and we don't feel that pain. So that pain sometimes no longer is that driving force to get us to really move and take action. And not just take action, take effective and efficient and consistent action, right? Not just checking off a list, making sure and asking ourselves over and over again if that's the right action to take at the right time. And are we at a level 10 of intensity and enthusiasm and focus when we're actually doing those things, not just checking them off, constantly evaluating how we're doing it and what we're doing it and to get to our goals. But again, that pain sometimes is why we wrote it down on our goal sheet, why we posted certain things on our dream board, right? But then again, we numb ourselves to that pain. We have to continually remind ourselves, why are we doing this? You know, I talk about, you know, if you are that person who's more advanced, right, and you've done all these things, you've done a lot better than most, but there's always that next level for you. And you may have jumped through all these hurdles. You figure out all these puzzles, and you have your own business, right? And thing is that what can you do to really take it over the top, really take it over the top to have all those things that maybe you really want, and you're fearful, well, of what would happen if you didn't, if life went by. You know, one thing that I talk about in the Man Formation program is just stand and deliver. Do your best in every conversation, every, you know, podcast, every presentation, and don't tell the audience, right, that you didn't get sleep, or you're distracted by this, or you're not prepared, right? Don't alert them to that. Just stand and deliver and do your best. Well, we're towards the end of this podcast, and I just got I get up at 3:45 in the morning, and got a call from my sister, and my mother, you know, had a stroke. Now, my sister told me it was a mini stroke, and she just lost some peripheral vision, and that she's okay. I don't know if that's true. It was just an hour ago I got this call. So if it seems like I'm distracted and I'm filled with a lot of emotion right now, and I'm really, there's a point to the reason why I'm bringing this up today. And, you know, that's the reason why. I don't know how, you know, high quality, this is a high quality microphone I'm hearing in the next room over. A text is going off right now. So I'm a little bit distracted this morning, thinking about those things, going through the motions. You know, my mother has had a lot of life of stress, right? How she may have managed some problems. Certainly things that I've learned on how to look at life, how to prevent certain stress that she's gone through. I really respect, you know, my mother and a lot of the things that she's accomplished. And if you go back to the Mother's Day podcast, that whole podcast, I talk about how she was able, from her challenges earlier in life, accomplish so much, and how life is, you know, not where you are in life. It's where you start, and then you work on yourself, you make the adjustments, you bounce back, and it's the biggest gap that you create from where you are right now to where you started from where you are right now. And the bigger the gap that you can create, you know, the more successful you are. It's not really where you are. It's what you did with what you started with, all right? Because, I don't know, you can have the big house on the hill, and some people that would be very successful. But if, you know, you got that as an inheritance, right, then is that that big of an accomplishment, right? Certainly not the same accomplishment as someone who grew up in the ghetto, right? And they were a self-made man and put all that wealth together, and then they bought the house right next to the guy who inherited it, right? They're at the same point in the neighborhood, right? The symbol of success, well, how they got there is gigantically different. You couldn't consider them equally as successful, right? Even though they have the same house and the same neighborhood on the same street, right? So that's what I mean by that. And I talk about in that Mother's Day podcast how successful my mother is for making such a gigantic gap from where she started to where she is, the kids who she raised and made all the sacrifices for. So I really respect my mother for all those things. And, you know, might want to listen to that podcast. And what I came to the conclusion from that podcast, after just thinking about preparing for that podcast, is regardless of what you may think of me and how you join me on these podcasts, maybe you've followed me through bodybuilding and my evolution as a bodybuilder, a six-time national champion, and then creator of the Manformation program that's helped you out so much, now Mass Machine Nutrition. And what I'm really proud of is, you know, bringing it full circle, the relationship that I have with my wife and my family. It took me a long time to work towards those things, to figure those things out, to create my own Manformation. I have a lot of younger guys saying, man, that's what I want. What you've created is what I want. And it took me a long time to get here. But with all of those things, my mother has been so much more successful than me when you consider all the work that she did to set me up, to build upon to where I am right now from where she started. And like I said, right now I don't know the severity, you know, of her stroke. I also know that even if it's not severe, I mean, you have to watch those. Who knows what can happen in the next few days, right? The reason why I talk about the reason why is right now I'm, again, looking at my vision board. And there's something, and you'll hear this when I talk about why do I get up so early in the morning? Why do I work so hard? Why do you see all these podcasts and all these posts and all this movement that I'm doing? Why do I work so hard? What's my vision to make all this stuff happen? And I'm very open about it, is that I want to create such value in your life. I want to share all the lessons that I've learned, all the great things, all the challenges, so you develop a quality of life. You create a quality of your life that's just exactly what it is you want through the lessons that I've learned, and do it in a shorter period of time than I have, to not go through as much pain. That's why I'm so committed to doing these podcasts and sharing these lessons and focusing on what it helps you take. That's my mission. That's why I so passionately help, and I get so much change and help people with my one-on-one intense weekly coaching. It's my mission to create that value for you. Now, the thing is that and I teach you is that, you know, create value for other people, watch out for other people, help other people, lift their lives, make them feel good, give them strategies to improve the quality of their life. But create a win-win situation. Take care of yourself too. And the reason why I work so hard is, and I tell you, is to take care of my family at the highest level, right? I want the most, and I talk about it, for my family and my family's family. And so it's just not me, it's just not my wife, it's for all of my family members. They've taken that responsibility. I've written that on my vision board, my goals, a long time ago. If you're wondering what drives me, what's the reason why, you know, I work so hard. And, you know, I'm looking at this picture right now of my mother and father and this huge check, right, with a date on it that is one of the reasons why I'm working so hard. And I'll tell you, you know, I tell you, pain And fear, sometimes we cover it up, but many times it's a real driving force that even though it's painful, we connect to it. It gets us, again, not just to get up earlier in the morning and stay up later at night and work towards a goal, to shed our ego, to shed our fears, and to really do whatever it takes to make those changes, to make those things happen. And, you know, part of on my vision board, what I always connect to is as my parents are getting older, so if I didn't make this stuff happen while they were alive. And I probably thought about this, you know, a million times. Right now I'm really connected to it because that fear that I have of, you know, working this hard to produce such great value for you, maybe it's too late. And, you know, for my mother. And, you know, what a shame that would be. It makes me think of, you know, all the time where I was this bodybuilder and, like I said, winning national championship after national championship, the same old thing. And I'm open is that, you know, I was going for significance. I wanted connection. I wanted achievement. I went into that world of really all the things that I feared in life. You know, sometimes people think that's such a great accomplishment. I really appreciate what it is I did, but the reason what made me so good was really out of my lacking in life, what I was afraid of. Spent a lot of time and energy and effort doing that, right? And I know it's inspired a lot of people, and I appreciate it. It's set the stage for where I'm, you know, at right now. So when I tell you this, it's not because I don't appreciate all that energy and effort that I put into it. It's just that if I knew the big plan and I knew the reasons why, you know, I could have maybe done a little differently because that was 15 years of intense focus. I joke around with my friends. I joke around with my one-on-one coaching students. And I tell them that, you know, what you can actually do, these goals, these plans, you do have the ability, right? It's about aligning all your resources and connecting to your vision, knowing the reasons why, not disassociating yourself from that pain, how you would feel if you didn't accomplish those goals, if you didn't live the life that you want. And that, you know, we're human beings who are conditioned to survive. You're not going to expose yourself to pain before you start rationalizing and covering up. That's just human nature. Who wants to just live in, you know, emotional pain all the time, even though it can help us? It's just, and I say that you can do it. And I said, and I use example, I have them connect to what they really accomplished that was better than most, whatever it may be, that their friends say, wow, you're really awesome at that. So they can identify with something they did whatever it took. It was so important to them for whatever reasons they made it happen. And usually we have at least something in our lives we may not appreciate that we did that towards. Well, you know, bodybuilding, competing, becoming that bodybuilder, that drug-free bodybuilder, that was my thing. I'm just saying a lot of the reasons why that was my escape, right? And I just let them know that they can do it when they line up all their thoughts and resources. They know the reason why they're doing the things they do. It's not a matter of them being smart enough or hardworking enough. Sometimes it's not even the strategies because you don't have to have the best strategy and work towards it. And I share with them that, you know, if I just apply, you know, 70% of what I apply to bodybuilding to any area of my life, I know that I can be massively successful in that area. It's just about, you know, putting that energy and effort into it. You know, and I joke around, I'll say, look, for the amount of energy and effort I had to put into a drug-free bodybuilder with striated glutes and win these trophies for so many years, what that took, the sacrifice, the deprivation, seclusion. Hell, if I put that into something else, I could have figured out the cure for cancer, right? See, it's that of not knowing the reason exactly why you're doing things. See, now I look back on, you know, things, and I, not knowing exactly why I was doing the things that I was doing, why I was going for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, you know, what if I was a bodybuilder for 10 years and I won 3 drug-free national bodybuilding champs? Did I have to win 6? And I had 5 more years to make this connection with you. And I appreciate all your supporting, you know, all my coaching service. I know my one-on-one coaching students around the world, they listen to this podcast. Those of you who support Mass Machine Nutrition, I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. Reciprocating all this effort and this energy, those of you who invested in my information products, the Manformation program, and how much that's helped you. What if I had 5 more years of focusing on that? I got more clear on the reasons why I'm doing the things that I'm doing. And maybe if I connected maybe to this day that my mother's health would be failing, it would be 5 more years that I could have contributed to that quality of life. And, you know, it wasn't just some picture on some dream board. It actually happened 5 years earlier. You know, yeah. Sometimes connecting to the pain of a missed opportunity, the pain that maybe I didn't align my resources in the right manner at the right time. Maybe I could have had more of an impact. And, you know, you can't do anything but the past, but you can learn from it. And I can, you know, share this experience with you. I don't want these type of situations to happen to you where time runs out. Life is too short. You know, I had a phone consultation with a new client, new student, and, you know, being the man, providing for his wife at the highest level, and, you know, just taking him through the process of identifying what's it costing him and how does he want to feel. It's a really powerful 2.5 hours I spent with him yesterday. And you can tell all that pain just covered up, maybe like I have. Maybe if I was more connected to this pain that I'm feeling, you know, that, man, what could I have done to make, you know, my mother's life more enjoyable, right? When she could enjoy it to the fullest. And we only have so much time, and connecting to that pain and using it to serve us so we know the reasons why we are doing everything. Really just important part, because you can have all the great intentions. You can listen to this podcast. You can do the steps. You can do your daily disciplines. Right? But without that reason why, without that rocket fuel, it's just a set of strategies. It's just motions. It's just a plan. It's just a picture on a dream board. It's just a line on some list, some goal sheet. So really, think about why making change is important to you. And don't be afraid to associate yourself with the pain. Do whatever you can to expose yourself to it, because believe it or not, it's going to drive you to become that better man, that better person, to actually follow through. Show up for every situation in a level 10, even when you don't feel like it. All right, so let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that thing that you did yesterday that even impressed you? What was that magic moment, where that moment yesterday when he said, life is pretty darn good? I just talked to my mother on just a day and a half ago or so, and called her up to see how she was doing, and sent her, you know, a picture that you may have seen on my Facebook page of my wife Carrie and my daughter Brooklyn. I'm always sending her pictures, and it just reminded me, you know, how thankful I am, how my wife organized this great Easter brunch for the whole family, and how we all got together. You know, and I'm so glad that my wife did that, initiate that whole thing, followed through, and created that, you know, magic moment with our family. Take a picture of my daughter Brooklyn with, you know, my mother. Also toasting, you know, to my parents, having a big wedding anniversary this month. But anyway, what was that moment yesterday that was your magic moment where you said life is pretty darn good. All right? And so what's that one big goal vision that you would expose yourself to the pain to make sure you achieved it? Take 3 seconds right now. It's going to take you months, if not years, of you stepping up to make this happen. What is that for you? Is what you're doing right now the highest and best use of your time? Are you fearless to face the pain because that pain is going to drive you? You know the real reason why you are doing everything that you're doing. Is what you're doing really helping you get there? And what is that result that you're after? All right, guys. So have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.